Morning, everyone. We had a good walkthrough this morning. Our team meeting went well last night. Matt Burke spoke to our football team. Over the last couple of years, we've had a Vikings alumni to come in and help us to kick off training camp. The first year, we had Jim Marshall to do it. Last year, we had Matt Blair to come in, and he did a terrific job. And this year, Matt came in, and you know, if you get a chance to talk to some of our players, they'll tell you that some of the things that he had to say really made a lot of sense to him. The fact that he's a part of the most recent Super Bowl winning football team and his long history here in Minnesota really resonated with our players. And he gave them a very good message regarding seizing this moment that we have and taking advantage of the great opportunity we have to play for the Minnesota Vikings and to coach for the Vikings. So did a terrific job. Very fortunate that he would take time away from his family to come in and share with our players. I think all of our guys are enthusiastic and really looking forward to this afternoon, our first practice after our walkthrough, and looking forward to kicking off this 2013 season and getting it going. We have two guys that are going to be on the PUP list. Just like we mentioned yesterday, Greg Childs will be one of those guys. And after talking with Nate Williams, we just felt like that ankle that he had surgery on back in the spring, that he really wasn't quite ready yet, so we're going to give him a little bit more time before we put him on the field. So we're going to start him off on PUP as well. And other than that, everybody should be raring to go this afternoon and you know, looking forward to it.
What the players' biggest takeaway was from Matt's address last night?
I'm hoping, Dan, that they'll just think about the fact that, you know, how important this moment is, that you can't be looking to next year or you can't be looking back at the past, but being able to seize this moment and the work that's involved with coming together as a football team. He really stressed that point with some of the ups and downs that they had a year ago in Baltimore, but yet their team stuck together, especially towards, you know, late in the season when they made the coaching change on offense. So that part of it, being able to stay together as a team through some of the highs and lows of an NFL season and then seizing this moment. I don't know if it's a complete surprise. We weren't sure if he'd quite be ready when we left from mandatory minicamp, but we were all hoping that he'd be ready to practice. And after spending some time with him, our coaches worked him out a little bit this morning just to make sure that we were doing the right thing with him. And, you know, he moved around well enough to where our trainers and you know, felt like we needed to get him on the field and let him do football stuff with coaches. So pleased about it for sure, because we want to be able to take a look at him and evaluate him, and now we get a chance to do that. And I know he's anxious to get out there. I mean, he's a guy who loves football, and it'll be good. Good for him, good for us.
Can you talk about just the difference in AP today than AP 1 year ago today?
I was thinking about that, Joe, when we were going through our walkthrough, and there he was participating, and a year ago, you know, he couldn't be involved in some of these things. We had him working off to the side with our trainers. So it's far different in so many ways. And I was teasing him. I said, I don't think you're in as good a shape as you were in a year ago. And he looked at me and he goes, we'll see. We'll see, with a smile. But it's good. It's good for our team that he's here. He's able to participate and be involved from the very beginning. Didn't have that a season ago. So this is far better. Much better for our team. Much better for him.
John Sullivan said he was going to be out there practicing.
Well, it's a good thing, a good sign for us. I mean, John is one of our leaders. He's a very good player for our football team. The fact that he can participate, not just stand on the side and watch, is good for our young players, is good for our entire offensive line, so we can continue to develop that continuity that we need and have that cohesiveness that's necessary to have a good offensive line. Now, we are going to have to limit some of his work. We can't just, you know, throw everything at him early on, but we're going to, you know, bring him along. But the fact that he's able to participate is good for our team.
How important is this year for Chris Cook?
Chip, is a big year for him. He knows it. We talked a little bit yesterday when we greeted one another. He said, Coach, this is going to be the year for me. And with the injuries and some of the other things that have happened to keep him from completing the season, he knows the importance of this year. It's a contract year for him, so there's a lot going on. We need his play. He's been a very good player for us when he stayed healthy and been on the field. And we're counting on him in a big way. So we're hoping he has a complete season. We know he has the talent. Now it's just a matter of going out there and getting it done.
What's your overall comfort level with that position? Because you're trying to rock set a slide. You got a rookie over there on the other side. Just going in, what's your comfort level like?
Well, there are a lot of question marks, Chip. You know, we're having to replace a very good player who played here for a long time and had a lot of success. But we like the guys that we have. We think Josh is going to do a great job for us. We're hoping that Chris can stay healthy and stay on the field and continue to mature and grow. We like to see Xavier come along fast for us. We think AJ is going to do a good job for us. So we have some pieces in place, but there are some unknowns. And that's the part that the question I can't answer today. We've got to get some reps under our belt through practice and also preseason games so we can fully evaluate them and bring that group together. They did a lot of good things a year ago, but there's a hole there that we have to fill. We think we have the people on the roster to get that done, but now we got to go out and actually do it.
What do you take away from how the defense kind of came out toward the end last year? It seemed like they bought in a little bit later on than they could have. I mean, how did that happen, and what going forward do you see today?
I think, Brian, early on, that was a point where some of our vets we're just kind of like waiting to see what was going to happen with Allen in that role. And as they gained a comfort level with him and as he gained a comfort level with them, our defense really began to gel at the right time. And the way we played down the stretch on defense, I mean, it really had a lot to do with the way our season ended, you know, going 4-0 in the month of December. A lot of that was in large part due to the way our defense played. So it was good to see. It's something that we can build on. It's probably the one thing I attribute it to is just the comfort level that the players have with the coaches and then the coaches having with the players and our being able to understand what we're trying to do with some of the wrinkles that we changed with our defense. But we're excited about the way we finished.
Do you see maybe the window being open just a crack then for, like, you know, Jared, Ryan, Kevin, Chad, I mean, the core of that run stop defense?
I mean, you don't like to think about that, you know, but we do have some guys who are approaching the final year in their contract. But I think for all of our players, all of our coaches, you know, it's the most important thing we can do is be in this moment and, you know, play as hard as we can together for now and take care of what we can control. And that's, you know, playing as hard as we can now. And we'll see what happens down the road. You know, we'll definitely look at what we did a summer ago, Kevin, but the circumstances were so different, as you know. And but we don't have to have a lot of work for Adrian Peterson in games. I mean, it's not like we're not sure how he's going to respond. So we got to be smart with our approach in the preseason and how we want to handle him and practices as well. But it's a different approach just because the circumstances were different. He'll get some work in the preseason. It won't be like last year where he didn't get any work. We're going to get him some work in some ball games.
Played last year with the shoulder deal. Do you think it'll be more effective this year now that surgery?
I think it will, Joe. When I was talking with him yesterday, you know, he feels as healthy as he's felt in a long time. So there's no question in my mind. He should be a better player based on the fact that he's playing without that shoulder nagging him throughout the year like it did a season ago and the work we did on his knee as well. So the one thing about that is it doesn't necessarily equate to more sacks. You know, the fact that he'll be healthier, all it means is people are still probably going to block him the same way, but he'll be a more effective football player, but it won't necessarily equate to numbers. But it should be able to help him to be a better player for our football team. Well, we do, you know, with our running backs coach, James Saxon, along with Bill, talk to him about what our goals are for him over the course of the season. But we don't sit down and say, we want you to get this many yards, we want you to run this way. I mean, we don't do that. We have some parameters that we want him to work within, but you still got to let Adrian be Adrian. And, I mean, he's the greatest running back in our game. So we're not going to pigeonhole him and how we want to use him. But there are some things that we're going to do, but won't be a whole lot different than what we've done in the past. Yeah, we have big expectations for Christian. I want to see him continue to improve as a player. As I've said before, there's so much put on so much pressure put on a quarterback to perform, and we need our quarterback to perform well. It'll help the rest of our team, but we also need the guys around him to perform well as you know. Also, so.
What do you think is the most likely scenario for Greg Childs once the regular season approaches? I mean, is he a possibility for that regular season pop, or is there still hope that
I think, Tim, we'll have to kind of like wait and see and just see how he progresses over the next few days and weeks. It's probably a little bit too early now to pinpoint, you know, what the final outcome is going to be or when we might take him off a PUP. You know, we'll just have to kind of check back, you know, periodically with him.
Coach, Chad Greenway's letting a few passes back in the linebacker spot. What's your take on that group as a whole?
You know, it's a little bit in flux with what we're trying to find out with Aaron at the Mike linebacker and just trying to identify who's going to be our starting wheel linebacker. Chad is the one constant. He's been a cornerstone for us at the outside linebacker spot. So we've got to go through some things in this preseason, in this training camp, and try to identify what that group is going to look like. We think we have the talent. We think we have the depth to be better than we have been. But we still got to go through some things to determine that prior to our first game of the season.
Is there a possibility that Desmond Bishop could take over the ninth spot midway through the season?
It's hard to project that at this point. I mean, we're hoping that Aaron is going to do a great job for us at the Mike linebacker position and that Desmond will do a good job as an outside linebacker for us. And, you know, we'll go through this process and see how it all plays out. Those things that you mentioned, I mean, that's part of it. You know, he's going to have to get acclimated to the way we do things, his new teammates, this environment, a new system, and just finding his way. I mean, there are a lot of challenges for him, the fact that he missed the entire offseason. And then you combine that with the fact that he didn't play at all last season. He's still recovering from an injury. He's still gaining his confidence physically. So there are a lot of factors that will go into how fast he comes along. He seems to be a very bright guy, very mature guy. So I think those things will come, but there's a process that he has to go through.
Is your line this afternoon, is he a starter for you at that outside spot, or is that, you know, rotation with him and Hodges or whoever else?
Yeah, he'll be in a rotation with Marvin Mitchell, Hodges, along with Desmond. They'll all rotate in there at the outside backer spot. Oh, no, just probably a good thing to do. Just, you know, their history, their background, they want to be roommates together. They know each other. They have a good relationship when they were together in Green Bay, but it wasn't anything other than the fact that they know each other and they have a history together. So, all right, thanks, guys.